There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here in his usual spot as we are here to overview in sound the big items, the stories, the topics, if you will, for the week of February 23rd to the 27th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us. Michael's first job will be to go through in order from number 10 to number 1 the stories that they've gleaned as being the most important and the people who have been the subject of much conversation as well. So let's have at it, Michael.
Well, we certainly don't think they're the most important, but they are the most talked about. At number 10, we have the NBA and the National Hockey League, the NHL action. At number 9, the Oscars. At number 8, Ukraine tensions. The Keystone Pipeline veto is at 7, and the net neutrality issue is at number 6. At number 5, 2016 presidential prospects. At number 4, Bill O'Reilly is accused of perhaps not being as ethical as he claims. At number 3, we have ISIS brutality and Iran nukes tied. We have a tie between the Obama amnesty order and Giuliani's controversy at number 2. And number 1, the Department of Homeland Security funding. The people on our survey at number 10 is Sean Penn and Patricia Arquette. Vladimir Putin's at 9. Number 8, Tom Wheeler. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. Number 6, Jeb Bush and Scott Walker. Number 5, Bill O'Reilly and Brian Williams. Number 4, Jihad John. Number 3, Rudy Giuliani. Number 2, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. Number 1, Barack Obama. And that's a snapshot of the people and the stories that were most talked about this past week on News Talk Radio in America.
All right, what's your take on the Bill O'Reilly thing? We've had him, he was doing talk radio for a good long time. I happen to think the we get a chuckle. I don't say you and me when I say we. I sort of think in the industry the no-spin zone is nothing but spin, but that's really pretty much what all of this stuff is about. Not the stories, but the people who do these radio programs, the people like me who have been around for a long time, and even novices. It is impossible to spend X number of hours on the air a day, I think, anyway, and not tell some stories. Do you do it consciously or do you do it unconsciously? Is this much ado about nothing? Is it just one-upsmanship because the source is Mother Jones and Mother Jones on the left and O'Reilly is considered to be on the right? I mean, what? How much attention do we really pay to this? I was sort of surprised that this got as much attention as it did, Michael.
Okay, you asked me for my take on it, or do you want me to answer each of the questions?
Any of those. Help yourself to wherever you'd like to go.
Okay, I will answer each of your questions in full. Now, I think that, in a nutshell, because Brian Williams was the anchor of NBC Nightly News, and Bill O'Reilly is the host of a talk show on a cable news talk channel, they are held to different standards, and they basically have different functions. And as you and I have discussed many times, talk radio and talk television, no matter how much people claim to be objective, truth-telling, ethical, etc., it is subjective, and it's populated by various types, from the most lovely people that have ever walked the planet to ex-cons, scoundrels, slime balls, and, you know, liars. So we really are talking about apples and oranges. Therefore, I think Bill O'Reilly, and I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy, he's just in a different business, he'll survive without any problem whatsoever, whereas Brian Williams was in a much different sensitive situation.
Yeah. So where do we go with this? Where is this a different standard for the people that are doing this, whether it's Fox or MSNBC or the people that are doing radio? Because I'd rather, frankly, function on the radio side of this, because that's what we do. So the radio side, what do people expect? What should they expect? What do they get from people who are doing, I mean, who knows? I wouldn't want to have somebody listen to my program every day for 5 or 6 hours or I would not sure that anybody who does radio program could undergo the scrutiny that these people are bringing to the table.
Well, look, if you're going to, you know the old saying, judge lest ye be judged, judge not lest ye be judged.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go out there like Bill O'Reilly and get all hot under the collar and accuse Brian Williams of blah, 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 and point the finger and be holier than thou and claim to be righteous, well, then you're setting yourself up to be criticized and for magazines or newspapers, especially in the ideological wars where you're a conservative and there's liberal publications and opinion matters in terms of your definition, you're setting yourself up to be scrutinized. If you're a harmless person out there just doing general talk and interviewing people and seeking information or whatever, no one's going to come after you because it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a journalist, if you're claiming to uphold the highest standards of journalism, the way NBC News or ABC News or CBS News or the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal claim to do, then you darn well better be truthful and not engage in plagiarism, not lie about your credentials and all of those things. We're dealing with different categories and different strata and different standards to uphold.
The thing that is troubling is that there is so much nitpicking going on right now when there is need for a really healthy conversation about real issues. It seems this is sort of specious and it kind of maybe the same playbook that we've been fiddling with for years that seems to be wearing out a lot of talk radio listeners. Yes? No?
I don't know if it's wearing out talk radio listeners. Talk radio, like anything else, is subject to the quality of its programming and to the mood of the public. And when, just like music radio or just like television shows, when the ratings go down, it could be any number of factors. And there have been some trends that indicate the ratings in news talk radio have gone down in the last few years. It could be any number of things. But it doesn't mean that the listeners are wearing down. It means they just may not be as interested. And like in any format or form of radio, they've got to pep it up a little bit. They've got to make it good again.
Yeah.
Have to make it appealing. Because it is in that nebulous area between information and entertainment. And it has to be as entertaining as informative, and it has to be informative in a provocative and compelling way. So there's no easy answer to these questions.
Good. That's what I like.
Well, I mean, do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do. It's not up to me to agree necessarily. I think that the state of radio that we do is in flux. And I think that there are a lot of people who it bothers me, but maybe it's because I have been such a protector, as have you, of the First Amendment. That's how I was trained. The people I listened to, the people that I deemed to be my mentors, felt very strongly about what we have in our country that is so unique. But we keep getting these brow beatings from either side, and it has narrowed the scope of conversation because I think some people have been intimidated and they've just gone away. I think that's what happens.
Well, then that's a programming issue, not a First Amendment issue. That's a programming issue. And as far as the American public is concerned, if the American public thinks that they're going to get the vital information they need from talk radio, well, then they're not going to enough sources. You should be reading newspapers. You should be reading books.
Yeah.
You should be looking at different TV shows and listening to different radio shows, and then leaving an open mind to judge for yourself, because nobody has a monopoly on the truth.
That's for sure. I was going to give the phone number. It's like a reflective reaction to do so much conversation radio. At the time we go into a break, here's the telephone number. No, you're not going to call us. You can send email, though, to doug@dougsteffen.com or michael@talkers.com with comments about the things. This is basically Michael's time for him to not only overview the stories and the topics, but to talk about what it really means as we go forward. The real world of news talk radio is changing, and it's for the better. We're the cheerleaders for the format, so stay tuned for more cheerleading here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, here for his weekly visit on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the stories and the real pieces of talk radio that make it essential. The Bill O'Reilly story, which is number four, and the ethics accusations. Michael did a great job of separating him from Mr. Williams. Williams isn't in the countdown this week. One wonders if he'll be back again. One of the side stories here, talking about television and what goes on in sort of the public media, Lester Holt and the NBC Nightly News has maintained its lead. So does that tell us that maybe it's not important who it is that's doing the news? I wonder if that's the same. Could we, you know, could the Rush Limbaugh show be done without Rush Limbaugh?
I certainly don't think the Rush Limbaugh show could be done without Rush Limbaugh. But I do believe the NBC Nightly News can be done without Brian Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NBC Nightly News is information brought by a team, delivered by a model, an actor, a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Limbaugh, on the other hand, is the content as well as the deliverer. It is about him. He is a performer. It's like if you went to see a Lady Gaga concert, and, Jane Smith was performing because Lady Gaga couldn't show up that night. The same songs, they wouldn't be quite good. It wouldn't be what you want. It might be very good, but, yeah, but you would want your money back.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we review what's going on conversationally in the world of news talk radio, sports talk radio, and the focus next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, inside Talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael's been exposed to every single person who's done this. Would you say that I said that, and I wasn't trying to be facetious. You think you've known over the years, this is an enterprise that's been around for several decades and then some, Talkers Magazine, and your leader. Do you think you've talked to every single talk host who's ever been on the air in these past 20-some-odd years?
There have been so many talk show hosts who have come down the pike in the 25 years we've been publishing the magazine that it's impossible for me to know them all. I don't know all the talk show hosts that are currently working in the business, let alone all the ones over 25 years. We're talking thousands. However, I've known many of them personally. Probably I know more personally than any other person in the business. So on one level, yeah, I'm very, very much in touch with the people who've been in this business, but certainly not all of them. Also, it's very interesting, the giant names that have come and gone over the 25 years. I was talking to our editor, Kevin Casey, the other day about that, saying, do you realize that when we started this magazine 25 years ago, there were some of the same stars as today, people like you, Doug, people like Rush Limbaugh, still going strong. Dr. Joy Brown, who we talk about a lot, has always been on the scene. Alan Colmes has always been on the scene. But there have been a lot of people who were superstars that have faded from the scene. Art Bell, gone. How about Sally Jesse Raphael? She was huge, gone. Barry Farber is, you know, in his golden years now, still on the radio, but not a major player. Bruce Williams was one of the biggest people that we used to have, gone. Mike Siegel faded out. He's now still playing, but he's not a major player. It's amazing how many people there are who were big players and are not, you know, either on the radio at all, no longer alive, or have faded to secondary status.
It just really is. As I think about the people that I've known over the years doing this, how much the original people really impacted what I do, and now their influence seems to be little or none. It is the political maelstrom that predicates or dictates whether you're successful, although I think that we see a swing back. Is there a swing? Is there a pendulum that's swinging back to the way that it was of the old day NAD and the ABC talk lineup in the daytime? And
I think there has to be a pendulum swinging back to diversity. And you see, I like political talk radio, but it's not the only flavor. So what you have is you have a lot of people doing political talk radio who just aren't that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They do what we call talk time and temperature jocks on the music end.
What a great
they're doing comparison. The time, they're doing the temperature, but they're not bringing cultural content and impact and personality to the airwaves. And it's the same thing with radio, with talk radio. We have the equivalent of the time and temperature talk show host, particularly in politics. I mean, how many times can you hear the same arguments over and over? And people like Rush Limbaugh are original. They have original angles. But then there are people out there that just say, oh, Limbaugh said that, I'll say it too, where they look at the talking points, and it gets watered down. The pendulum should swing back to other kinds of talk radio intermingled with the news talk politics, relationships, sociological observations, how to raise a family, dealing with economics, health issues, civics, history, science, paranormal. I mean, it's endless. So that's really it. I have nothing against politics. I just don't like boring, imitative radio. And we've gotten to that point with politics where there's a generation of hosts who are saying what they think they should be saying as opposed to bringing something original to the table. And you know, I like storytelling and quirky individuals that you listen to them for them, not them preaching to the choir of your political opinion.
Well, I'm going to give you a take on this myself in a moment that is going to upset some people, but it's okay because I think we need to call it what it is, and that's why people listen to this program, because they know you're going to tell it like it is. I'm going to tell it like it is. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event. Michael Harrison, publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend July with
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for another weekend, the week of February the 23rd to the 27th, 2015, last week of February, in the focus, the stories, the commitments, the people who are really into what is going on and want to know more about it. They want more. Remember that song, More, 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 we want more, more, more. And Michael and I have been talking about mostly Michael and his theories, because that's what people want to hear. They want to hear my theories. But I'm going to give you one anyway. The 10 stories that we've been talking about, the breadth is expanding a little bit. Michael said, when I asked him if he had known all the talk radio hosts that have been around or around now, no. But he's certainly going to know more of them than anybody else is, because that's what this business is all about. We were sort of lamenting the quality of some of the hosts that are around right now, and Michael equated them brilliantly to the so-called time and temperature jocks that exist. And in fact, what you listen to on most music radio stations today, with very few exceptions in most markets, is material that after morning, what we call morning drive, is just very laissez-faire, very plastic, very jukeboxy. There's not any need, the way that it's set up, to pay hire a jock and have interesting comment about the music or things that are going on. It's just people read these cards, or they come up with these talking points that are canned. And the reason is because the people that are on the air now, let's face it, for the most part, don't make the kind of money that the people who were in talk radio in its heyday were making. There are four or five players that are making a lot of money. Maybe there's a dozen. Maybe there are two dozen if you consider some of the stronger markets around the country and what morning hosts get paid. But for the most part, the people who are on the air reflect the poor pay that is presented by many of these companies to these people who are on the air. What do you expect? If you don't pay, you're not going to get good people. And I think that's what it boils down to. I think I'm calling it as it is.
there's a great truth to what you're saying. You get what you pay for. And one of the problems with the economic problem facing radio is that there has been a decrease in the ability to pay big talent who may be going elsewhere, looking into television or other forms of expression. And, yeah, I think that what you just described is definitely part of the problem.
Well, I think I'd look at Dennis Miller, who's been a fixture on some really good stations with a really good program for 7 or 8 years, and he's put a lot into it. He sounds knowledgeable, fun. He has a lot to add. He's a personality. He's a star. And he works. A lot of times people, when they come from another venue, they can't make it. Television people usually aren't very good at being on the air as far as news talk stuff is concerned, conversationalists. They're just not. People have tried it over and over again. Sometimes newsmen make fairly good talk radio hosts, depending on what the skew is of the conversation on the air. People experienced in life, I've found the people that I've worked with over the years, the best ones doing this have been people that were radio hosts, jocks. Music was the way they got trained, and then they used that training to make it work in the talk business. I think you got to know how radio works. That's part of it.
There are skills to radio broadcasting that help you, no matter what kind of a talk show host or personality you are. And when you come to the medium and all you are is content without skills, it often falls flat. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lecture. It sounds like a college professor. It sounds like somebody just talking. Or it sounds like a guest. It doesn't sound like that take command captain of the ship that a host with radio skills provides.
Well, you got to have maybe some credentials. Maybe you've got to have a good sense of humor. Maybe you've got to have knowledge of the market if you're doing a local program. A lot of times people, remember the old days, we used to kid about the radio personality who had a permanent U-Haul attached to the back of his car because he'd work one place for a couple of years and then he'd get fired and he'd go to another place. And I don't know that happens so much in talk anymore, but the people that oftentimes come into a market are not well received if they're new because they don't really know. I remember working in Philadelphia many years ago and not knowing how to pronounce the Schuylkill Expressway. And man, did I hear about that. The way there is a way of pronouncing a lot of the roadways in Philadelphia is very unique. I didn't know.
Every community has unique pronunciations, and that's the pitfall.
Yeah.
When you come into a new community, invariably you're going to mispronounce something that everybody knows, and it's a sore thumb. It stands right out.
Yeah.
And people in the communities don't like the idea of somebody coming in and talking about the area as if they know about it, and then you realize they're not from the area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's something that I think that everybody who comes into a new town, a new city, or as we call it in the business, a market,
yep,
you should do a study. They should have a course or an orientation for a couple of days on those particular names and phrases that are unique or idiomatic, rather.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, that's still superficial. You got to learn the stuff. And one of the nice things about local talk radio is it's not just ideological. It's not just Obama good, Obama bad, you know, socialism versus fascism. It's like, well, when do you think we should have the garbage delivery? And what are we going to do about vandalism at our schools? Blah, blah, blah. These defy the easy talking points method of doing political news talk.
The program that I love doing is the one that bounces around and goes from one thing to another, because I think that's how people's mindset is. I think that if you go to one item and you stick with it and you keep beating it around, I think that that doesn't hold a listener for a long time. I started a conversation the other day after it was announced that several of the big box stores were improving the pay they were giving to their employees. I went on the air and asked what was the lowest hourly wage you ever made. And the response was great. People want to talk. They love to talk about their experience. You know, when I was a kid, I made $2 an hour. And now I'm making $20 an hour. And isn't that? And then you can talk about all of the spectrum of husbands and wives working, home businesses, what's the opportunity going to be like in 10 years from now, all of those things. They become stuff that people are interested in talking about. I think that and there you can weave politics into it. Well, if it wasn't for these guys giving everything away, then we'd have a better circumstance. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, that kind of talk radio is what gave birth to the talk radio era that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And news talk and ideology gave it spice. So hopefully, I mean, you know, my reaction to this conversation is hopefully in the years to come, radio, talk radio will find that balance again between good, hard-hitting opinion that is the town square, free marketplace of ideas, First Amendment, which I really think is very important, tempered by a lack of doing it for the purpose of preaching to a choir and targeting an audience.
To review where we are, just for the heck of it, Department of Homeland Security funding tops the talkers 10 for this week over the funding of the Department of Homeland Security. That seems to be at number one. At number two, the president's amnesty order tied with the comments made by New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani about the president not loving America. What do you do?
What do I think of that?
Hold on a second. We'll pause for a moment, and then I want to come back to that. Why would somebody say that unless he wanted attention? He's smart enough to know that if he says something like that, it's going to go somewhere. We're having a conversation with Michael Harrison about conversation as we progress through the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence that's fueling job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increase natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation. And it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the focus on Talkers. I was going through, just in a casual way, the highlights of this week's Talkers Top 10. And I stopped at Rudy Giuliani, who is a smart guy. I'm thinking, or maybe I'm giving it too much credit. You know, the other side of this, we were talking about O'Reilly and the number four issue this week on the countdown. Is he unethical because he doesn't always tell the truth? I think that there's some people actually, I think Limbaugh is great at this, planning what he's going to do, what he's going to say for maximum impact. I'm not sure that I think O'Reilly does that. And I'm not, is Giuliani the type of person that knows before he says something that he's going to say it and he realizes there's going to be some impact? Or does he do like most other human beings, that, you know, he just said something that came to the top of his head and now he's being held, he's really held to account for it in maybe a way that's not realistic. What do you think, Michael?
I think, I personally think, this is my personal opinion, that Giuliani craves attention, wants to be back in the conversation, is looking at the wild race that's existing now in the Republican Party for presidential nominees, and wanted to say something that would appeal to what he thinks is the wave in the Republican Party, and that's more of an extreme right-wing approach mm-hmm. and an anti-Obama approach, and figuring that maybe if he says this outrageous stuff, it'll spark interest in him, and he'll suddenly be in the conversation as a dark horse candidate for the presidency. Yeah. That's what I think. And I think it backfired on him.
Of course it is. That's foolishness. Okay, I want to spend the last minute or two that we have here talking about the Talkers Convention in June, the sorts of things. This will be on Talkers Television. Be able to hear it on Talkers Radio or Talkers.com. I'll be there. A lot of other hosts will be there to talk about the issues that are confronting the business. What is there that is new or exciting or will turn people on as we get close to this event in June?
Turn people on? Who? People in the industry?
People in the industry, yes, but also people who are followers of fashion here. We have the people who listen to this program are by definition not fanatical, but certainly interested in the overall happenings, the comings and goings of the hosts and what it is they're talking about. What is it that makes them successful? And that's really
frankly, if people are interested in that, this conference is always fantastic because it is the state of the art. It's the people in this business coming together and talking about the issues that dominating concern and that kind of set the stage for the future of how this industry is going. So, I mean, there's nothing specific one year or another that makes this year better than any other. They're all fascinating to people who observe the industry. I have to tell you, as the director and the chief architect of this conference, I don't do it for that purpose of, wow, will people like this? It comes together based upon the issues at hand. We talk about the latest issues in programming. We talk about the latest issues in management. We talk about the latest issues in what it is to be a personality, technological advancements, how to integrate radio programming in terms of the historical view of radio with the modern view of radio, how it integrates into the digital era, social media, responsibility for truth, the First Amendment, and these are all fluid, ongoing issues. But I don't think this is designed to be entertaining or interesting to fans of talk radio, unless they really are so interested in it, and then whatever we do would be interesting to them. But it's designed really to be productive for the sake of the industry moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I also notice if people are going to Talkers.com and they read the daily updates, there's a great series in here by a fellow named Bill McMahon who talks about some of the things that we've been talking about here. What is it that makes the best radio personalities? How do they come by having a healthy ego? How do they understand what the work really is all about? And I noticed the people that I am familiar with that spend a lot of time, I'm constantly absorbing what's going on because I think whatever's going on in your life can make for great fodder when it comes to conversation because everybody has things going on in his or her life and they can identify with some of the things that are, you got a flat tire. Tell the story about the flat tire. How'd you change that flat tire? You worried about getting run over? Things like that. And having a good uplifting personality that people want to listen. They want to hear a laugh. They want to not listen to people complain. Waking up every morning and listening to somebody argue, who wants that? Yeah, that sort of stuff. I think that's this is a good handle for anybody that wants to know what sort of it takes to make a good host. It's a good story, Michael.
Yeah, well, I think that it comes down to individual talent. If you do what you do well, people will listen. If you do what you do poorly, it won't work.
Yep. And it figures into what your own experiences are. That's going to figure into how you come across on air. So that's the story. Another review of the charts for the week of February 27th, 2015. As we have Michael Harrison here every week at this time. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Greg Steffen joins us now. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and in that position, he's been watching the story of the new rules, supposedly, of net neutrality. FCC this week voted on a party line, 3-2, to change the reality of what is accessible for people so that it's supposedly, according to them anyway, everybody gets fair treatment. This isn't going anywhere anyway because it'll be challenged in court, but Greg, what's your read on this? What do people need to know just in case some of this stuff actually does go into effect?
Everything you hear, everything you read about net neutrality, stop and ask yourself, who just said that? What's their agenda? Because everybody in this game has an agenda, and it all comes down to a really pretty simple question. Who do you trust more, the government or big corporations like your cable and your phone company? You see what a reaction just that question gets? That's really
what
we're debating.
What's option number three?
Option number three is there's no option number three.
Ah, perfect.
There's no that's really what this comes down to. You've got one side that's saying the government can regulate this, and you've got another side that's saying your cable or your phone company can regulate it. And everything you read and hear about this whoever is talking, I think I'm one of the few exceptions. Almost everyone else is either on the side of the government or the cable / phone company. That's not bad. That's how life works.
It's not good.
But I think it would be a lot easier if everybody wore a little button that said, I support government regulation, or I support cable company regulation, because that's really what it comes down to.
I support number three, whatever.
and the problem is, you don't have an answer for what number three is, and I don't have an answer. That's really the problem.
We don't in general understand this, other than our utilization of it. We don't really understand what megabits and gigabytes and, I mean, there are some people that make their living understanding it.
Sure.
We can hear it, and we know if we want faster speed, we need to have a little more of this, and we want slower, we get a little of that, but it always costs more. If I want to upgrade my Fios, it costs me another $20 a month to get whatever Richie tells me is the upper end of the package sphere, whatever it's supposed to be, back and forth. There's two ways, the coming and going, and, you know, they charge you according to what you think you need.
Well, what you just said is true, but I don't think this issue is that simple. The reason there's no number three is this is ultimately about who's going to pay. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the consumer?
Of course.
Okay, so then in today's scenario, you're siding with the cable and the phone company. But the money has to come from somewhere, and there isn't a third party there to give as a third choice. I would love for there to be.
Well, Comcast and Time Warner are just going to pass it along. I mean, fire any of these companies, well, you're going to pass it along.
Here's the question, Doug. Greg, how was it shaking down with the big corporations working against each other, like the Netflix and the Amazons and the Googles and the Time Warners and the Comcasts, kind of merging together and then saying, let's get a leg up by slowing down their access?
That's really what the fundamental issue here is, should anything be slowed down? And when I think you could argue that if corporations have free rein here, they're going to follow rules and not even rules, I guess. They're going to make their own rules, which is what corporations are supposed to do.
Right.
And then you're going to
you decide whether you want to follow them by paying more or not.
Well, but it's not that simple, because even when people paid more, for instance, because they thought their Netflix was affected by their level of service, they paid more and it didn't impact they still didn't get the Netflix movie faster because the problem was further back in the chain.
In other words, they were dealing with Time Warner.
but part of the problem here, and part of why the utility issue became part of the discussion here, is it's not, you know, when you want to go out to dinner, you can go to any restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to get internet service, there's only one or two, or if you're lucky, three in town.
Yeah.
That looks more like a utility, and the reality is, no matter where you fall on the issue, there's not a lot of choice.
Well, when you get down to it, when you think about it in terms of, let's say, power, all the mergers, maybe riding an airplane, same thing. All the mergers they all tell you, hey, you're going to save money. Baloney, you're not going to save money. So these guys all get together, and they figure they're going to do a banger on the public. Then they get together with the government. See, that's why I see them all as the same. I see Comcast, Time Warner, and the government all as the same. Greg Stebbins helping us to understand one of the main issues this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and record.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.